You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I am Jeff Garcia, and this is Locked On Spurs. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. And as mentioned, I am Jeff Garcia, the lead Spurs writer over at News 4 San Antonio and Fox 29 SanAntonio.com. Specifically, the Spurs Zone. Make sure to go out there and check out everything silver and black that you can imagine. Seriously, everything under the sun is there at the Spurs Zone. And I've been covering the Spurs since 2004 from Press Row. So it's good to have you back. And what we're going to do today is talk about the Nuggets. So no, not the Nuggets that, you know, you dip with sweet and sour or barbecue. I'm talking about the Denver Nuggets. The Spurs are going to play the Denver Nuggets again later on tonight. They just came off a win over Denver. So it's going to be heavy Nuggets talk, Spurs talk, because, yeah, the NBA schedule decided to make these two teams play a home and home right smack dab in the middle of the season. So to do that and more, I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Joe, welcome to Lockdown Spurs. And by the way, when you go with Nuggets, do you go with ranch? Do you go with sweet and sour? Hot sauce. What do you go with?
I go with barbecue sauce, man. It's the best.
Now, you're your own barbecue sauce or store-bought?
Oh, hell no, man. You gotta go with your own barbecue sauce. Personally, I use the Rudy's barbecue sauce from, you know, down the street at that Rudy's barbecue place, which is good because it's spicy.
we're gonna be talking a lot about the Nuggets, so hopefully everybody's not gonna start thinking, you know, well, it's time to pick up some Nuggets. But yeah, look, the Spurs and Nuggets are gonna face off later on tonight again, this time in Denver. But before we do that, let's take a look back at what happened in the last game. San Antonio picked up the win, 111-103 over Denver. Now, the score maybe was a little indicative of, you know, maybe that was a little closer than thought of, but Joe, I'm going to start off and get the negative out of the way. I didn't like how they ended the game. I didn't like the fact they had to bring back DeMar DeRozan and LaMarcus Aldridge when Denver's scrub team brought Denver back from a huge deficit. So let's go and get out the bad news out of the way. I'm going to start off with that. Am I the only one who's feeling that, Joe? I can't be. And I know Spurs fans are riding high. They beat the number one team in the West. I get that. But that kind of bothered me, Joe.
Yeah, the Spurs kind of, they had a lapse on defense once again. And it's kind of Jekyll and Hyde, you know. Sometimes they play defense for almost four quarters, and that's what we got yesterday. You know, they almost played defense for the full four quarters. They just kind of went to sleep at the end, and unfortunately, Denver made a run with their scrub team. And what it translated to when you look at the stat sheet is LaMarcus Aldridge having to play 32 minutes, DeMar DeRozan, 37, Bryn Forbes, 30 minutes. I don't know how you're feeling, Jeff, but when you're doing almost a back-to-back and you're playing heavy minutes and then you're going to the Mile High City, that kind of has to affect your star players some kind of way.
Now, look, we're not going to be raining on the San Antonio's parade, because I get it. They've been playing well. They've been doing really well. We'll talk about that later on in the show. But they got to play a cleaner game. They got lucky versus a Denver. You know, they did take off the gas, the foot off the gas pedal, and I get it. And all that should matter is just the win. I understand that. But the Spurs need to value every game. They need to play four quarters of basketball. They cannot have these lapses. Luckily for San Antonio, Denver really didn't capitalize that and make some sort of huge comeback. They nearly did. But outside of that, look, I get it. The Spurs beat Denver. They did it on both ends of the court, at least three and a half quarters. But Joe, let's go now shift our focus to the positive. Oh, and by the way, to answer your question, yes, that doesn't bode well for San Antonio heading into tonight's game. They call it the Mile High City for a reason. You know, the air is thin in there. Having two of your all-star players play extra minutes more than they had to versus Denver in the first game, in their first meeting, not going to bode well. Hopefully that doesn't transpire tonight versus Denver. But Joe, let's talk about what they did right. And I think that they did a lot of things right. One turnover for the entire second half, Joe, after they coughed the ball up nine times in the first half. That's got to be tremendous pat on the back for San Antonio.
Oh, yeah. You know, because as of late, you know, they've had their issues with turnovers. And I think that's been almost all season, going back to when they first started the season. They had a high turnover ratio. Now they've got it under control a little bit. But, you know, one of my friends, Carl Schoening, pointed out that those 10 turnovers that the Spurs had were live balls, meaning that these were turnovers that could have easily translated into fast break points, you know, slam dunks. And those are the types of turnovers that the Spurs want to avoid. You know, they don't want these live ball turnovers. And that's what we saw a lot of yesterday. Just, you know, sloppy passing is what it was, really. You know, they need to be a little bit more careful with the ball.
Yeah, they did that. And then some in the second half, one turnover, that is tremendous for them. They also kept up their hot shooting from the three-point line. They connected on 10 three-pointers to pretty much, you know, keep the Denver defense honest. Then having to pack it in the middle. But speaking of the middle, LaMarcus Aldridge versus Jokic, that was kind of the highlight matchup headed into the last game between these two teams. And let's face it, the Spurs defense did a tremendous job on Jokic, holding him under double-digit scoring, while LaMarcus just pretty much detonated on him. He had 20-plus points in the contest. Were you a little bit surprised on how that matchup went down?
Yeah, I was, because I think the Spurs did a really good job when I was watching the game on Jokic. They really disrupted his rhythm and didn't let him get in any type of rhythm all night. They were double-teaming him. They were right on him with the ball. You know, they made his angles, you know, the angles that he likes to try to get to and get his position, they kind of took him out of that. And he had a hard time, you know, getting into rhythm, trying to really score points on the offensive end. He really translated into more of a defensive player. And one of the things that I did see out of him, and you got to take your hat off to the guy, whether you like him or not, Jokic is one of the biggest and the best passing guys in the NBA. You know, I mean, he had 10 assists for the game.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't get it done on the offensive end as far as scoring, but he definitely got his teammates involved. And that pretty much was about the only highlight from the big man, who is one of the best in the league. Now, Joe, we know LMA did his job. He had 27 points on the night versus Denver, clearly won that individual matchup versus Jokic. But DeMar DeRozan, he did something very rare in a game. He hit a three-pointer, Joe. He hit a three-pointer heading into that, well, at least after that contest versus Denver. He is now shooting at a whopping 17%. Joe, all kidding aside, you know, 30 points. DeMar just did it again, being that steady force on the offensive end for San Antonio. Joe?
Yeah, you know, he's been one of the guys that's been one of the most, I guess, stable players for the San Antonio Spurs since the beginning of the season. And I hate to say it, too, because you know how I feel about Brent Forbes, but Brent Forbes has been the second guy that's been one of the most stable players, and dare I say, one of the nominees I would assume for most improved player of the year. I publicly apologize to Brent Forbes because I said, you know, I can't be too hard on him because he's been one of the most consistent players all year for the Spurs. So I'm not going to be calling him barbecue anymore. I got respect for nothing but love for you, Brent, but you know how I feel about him on the defensive end.
So why don't you call him microwave now?
No, like Vinny Johnson. Because, you know, with the microwave was just a streaky shooter. That's the only thing, you know. Brent isn't. Yeah. He's not a microwave. So I'm going to have to think of something else for him. But it'll be nice nonetheless. It'll be in good taste.
And I'm glad you brought up a role player. Because another role player that deserves a pat on the back in the win over Denver in San Antonio, Marco Bellinelli. Again, double-digit scoring. Hit 4 three-pointers on the night. Keeping that defense honest. And, you know, again, I think in this stretch, the Spurs have been looking really dominant. He's been kind of an unsung hero. You know, it's not uncommon for him to have double-digit scoring nights off that bench, you know, connected on 3 or 4 three-pointers, hitting the craziest type of shots off balance and everything. Marco Bellinelli has really been a really key component recently for San Antonio during their winning ways, Joe.
Yeah, you know, it looked like he went through a shooting slump earlier in the season, you know, and then he went MIA for a long stretch there. He just wasn't himself. I don't know what it was. He just couldn't knock down shots. But now he's one of the best players in the NBA moving without the ball. He's knocking down threes. It looks like he had a resurgence to his game. He's having fun out there, and that's what you need sometimes. You just need to get your confidence back, your shots falling, everything's good, everything's copacetic, and hopefully he just continues this great play.
Yeah, exactly. The Spurs were looking really good, at least for a good chunk of the game. You know, we talked about what happened late in that fourth quarter. But nonetheless, They cleaned up their turnover issue heading into the second half, down to one turnover for the entire second half. That's just amazing. Popovich even commented on the Spurs' performance. And one thing that I wanted to bring up, and what he told the media members following the game is, and I'm paraphrasing here, he says the game was a really good win for San Antonio, but Joe, he said there's still work to be done. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, there's still a lot of work to be done. And I think what he's referring to is on the defensive end. Can this team's defense, you know, carry over on the road? You know, they play great when they're here at the AT&T Center. But when they go on the road, they're kind of a Jekyll and Hyde team. I think Popovich just wants to see a little bit more consistency. Even if they were to lose games on the road and they were close games, Popovich would be pleased as long as they were playing really good defense for most of that game. I think that's the biggest problem that he has with the Spurs on the, you know, well, going forward this season.
Yeah, the Spurs played phenomenal in that game versus Denver. Glad they got a good win. Joe, but I got to ask you, would you consider that a signature win so far this season?
I don't know about that, man. I think this was just a good win. If you were to talk about signature wins, look at their schedule that's coming up. They're going to be playing some of the best teams out there, not just in the Western Conference, but also in the Eastern Conference, which is one of the conferences that they've had a lot of problems with this season. Now, if the Spurs can go and get a win against, you know, a Boston Celtics team, if they can go into Toronto and get a win there, to me, those are going to be signature wins, because you're going and playing some of the elite teams in the NBA going into the Eastern Conference and getting, you know, quality wins there. If they can come away with those quality wins on the road, I'd say those are wins that you can go ahead and say, these are staples. This means something.
Yeah. The Spurs, I want to call it a near signature win. It's close. It's close. And I think
maybe if they go and they beat them on their home floor, we can say that's a signature win.
If they win tonight, which we're going to talk about later, versus Denver, I think that would rank right up there. The Spurs have really good quality wins so far this season, beating the Lakers. Philadelphia, catching them on a back-to-back. I think they took advantage of that. But even then, you know, I don't know if it's still a signature win. Now, they beat Toronto in a few days in San Antonio. I think that would be great. If they go and beat up Denver tonight, I think that would be a good win for San Antonio. But, you know, I'm right there with you. I think it was a really solid, good win. Signature, still going to hold out a bit. Now, they go into Oracle. Smash up the Warriors handily with them being at full strength, them being the Warriors, and that would be a signature win. But speaking of winning, we're going to talk about the Spurs and what they have to do tonight versus Denver in the Mile High City as the Spurs get set to take on the Nuggets once again. All right, we are back, and I'm joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast, who also recommends barbecue whenever you dip your nuggets. Is that right, Joe?
That's right, man. You got to use that barbecue sauce.
Hey, what's going on at Two Shots, by the way?
Oh, you know, we're getting geared up to have these other guys, you know, start really cranking out some new content. You know, everything from MLB to football to basketball, and even, you know, like I said, dipping a little bit into the entertainment industry with some movie reviews and, you know, just some shows that people are watching on Netflix. We're going to watch them and review them. So we'll have that kind of stuff, that kind of, you know, unique content out there for everybody.
Yep, go check it out. Two Shots Podcast. Follow Joe at Two Shots Podcast. Just spell it out. All right, Joe, Spurs and Nuggets hook up again, this time in Denver tonight. This is going to preview tonight's contest. Look, we know what the Spurs did in the first meeting. They beat them, but it's still fresh on Denver's mind. Do you think the way Denver lost, especially the play of Jokic, you think Denver's going to pocket that and bring that out tonight? And I'm going to say this right now. I think Nikola's going to really try to show out tonight.
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't think the Spurs are going to be able to hold him to 4 points, not in tonight's game. But given that, you know, just some of the things that the Spurs were able to do, you know, points in the paint where they were able to dominate the Nuggets, I think they're going to have a little bit of a harder time trying to, you know, dominate them inside the paint. The Nuggets are going to make it a little bit harder. They're going to be playing at home, so of course they're going to get the hometown calls. You know what that means, more trips to the stripe than the San Antonio Spurs. So the Spurs are just going to have to play a smart basketball game, And the Nuggets, I think, are going to be getting out there, and they're going to run, and they're going to really try to stretch the Spurs, you know. So the Spurs have to be savvy in this game. I think if they can control the pace, because the Nuggets like to run, and they can slow things down, the Spurs have a shot, especially if they can play their good defense for four mm-hmm. quarters. If they have a lapse and they let them go off for 43 points like they did against the Rockets, it'll be a tough win.
Yeah, look, San Antonio needs to play better. I get it. You know, they're coming off a win, and that's commendable, but they didn't play 48 minutes of basketball, not by a long shot. They took their foot off the gas pedal late in the game. Denver's B team nearly brought them back. They had to bring back DeRozan and Aldridge, as we spoke about in the first segment. So the Spurs are going to have to play a complete game tonight versus the West leading Denver Nuggets. Now, Joe, as far as tonight is concerned, when I look at this matchup, my first thought is simply this. LMA is going to have to do his best to try to contain Nikola, but also I expect the Spurs' three-point shots to continue to fall. I think if the Spurs can get their three-point shot going as they did in the first meeting versus Denver, that should make things a lot easier for LaMarcus or Poeltl. They're going to have to really deal with Nikola the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's that can present a problem, you know. But I think one of the things that the Spurs need to really exploit is you have this great in-between game that comes out of not only Marco Bellinelli, but also Davis Bertans. You know, they have this good little in-between game, and I think if they can break free and, you know, maybe do some fakes at the three-point line and then go and get a little, you know, closer and just put in a floater or just a little, you know, jump shot, it gives them a little bit something else that they add to their arsenal, you know, because now the teams have to respect them. And they can't just be, oh, you know, we're just going to kind of lapse off of them a little bit because they're out there by the three-point line. They're really going to have to play defense, and that's going to tire that defender. So I think if we can see something, you know, a little bit more out of Davis Bertans and Marco Bellinelli in regards to that with putting up some solid numbers, I think we're going to really have something here. And not only that, but I like what I saw out of Derek White this last game. He was clutch in the fourth quarter, and if he can continue that type of play, I like the Spurs' chances, Jeff.
Well, yeah, the Spurs, they obviously got the momentum on their side. They're coming off a win. So they're going in there with all the confidence saying, hey, if we can beat them in San Antonio, we can definitely beat them in Denver. You know, we took down the West leading Denver Nuggets. So the Spurs have that on their side. They're going to definitely use that. My only fear is the way they ended that game gave Denver life, thinking, hey, their second team, their B team, their bench came in and nearly brought them back. Let's see what happens when a Nikola Jokic is playing at full strength or a Jamal Murray is having a Jamal Murray type game. So the Spurs really got to cross their T's and dot their I's tonight versus Denver. You know, one thing I wanted to highlight, Joe, with you is something that DeMar DeRozan said in the first meeting versus Denver. He was asked, you know, like, well, you know, what do you think about the game, you know, the win? Let me get your feeling on this. This is what he had to say following the Denver win, or the win over Denver, that is. It's the right time when we are playing well, challenging ourselves, going up against the best team in our conference, and having a good game. That is definitely big. Do you agree with that? Do you think that the Spurs were challenged by Denver?
I think the Spurs knew coming into that game that Denver is a top seed in the West. So to them, it was a challenge, you know. Unfortunately, when you look at the scoreboard, the game wasn't quite as close as it was going to be in the fourth quarter because the Spurs made a couple of shots and they pulled away. Other than that, this was going to be like maybe a 2 to 3 point win for the Spurs because the Nuggets had made a really big run. So I kind of agree with what he's saying. You know, this presents a challenge because you couldn't put this team away. They did make a run. They did come back. So I think the Spurs are feeling really good about themselves right now, especially, you know, with those comments that DeMar DeRozan said. You know, it makes you feel good that you can compete against the best, and no matter what happens, you can come away with the win. Even if you win by 2, if you win by 10, a win is a win.
All right. So you cannot say LaMarcus versus Nikola. What is your matchup to watch for tonight?
Well, you know, I have to say, man, look at what happened here with Hernan Gomez. Hernan Gomez went off on the Spurs for 27 points. 27 points. You have a forward.
You mean, You mean the offensive juggernaut that is Hernan Gomez.
Hernan Gomez. Yeah, I'm just like, dude, really? And not only him, but then you look at Beasley. Malik Beasley, he went off from the Spurs for 22 points. So I'd have
to... That was his career high, too.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know what? With these Nuggets, they're so good because it looks like when you're looking for these marquee matchups, you're looking at a Jokic or you're looking at, let's say somebody like Plumlee or you're looking at Murray or Craig, you know, some of their starting five. You're thinking, okay, let's see how they match up against some of the starters for the Spurs. But maybe the matchups that we should be looking for are not so much maybe the starting five, but what can the bench do? You know, I'd like to see specifically how well the Spurs bench can stack up against the Nuggets bench in this coming game. You know, I think that's going to be the difference in the game because I think the Spurs kind of are, and the Nuggets kind of already know that they're really going to go at each other as far as the starters. But I think it's the bench play that's going to wind up being that, you know, the difference in the game, really.
You stole my thunder. That's exactly what I was going to highlight. I think the Spurs bench should be the quote-unquote matchup in the sense of, you know, they got to step up versus the Nuggets tonight. Look, we know what LMA's going to do. We know what DeMar's going to do. We know Brendan's going to do, Joe. But if the bench can step up tonight versus the Nuggets, Bellinelli, Mills, White, Poeltl, I think the Spurs will be looking good and hopefully getting a second win against Denver and going up on the regular season series on the West, leading Nuggets 2-0. Okay, so Joe and I, we're going to take our final break. We get back, we're going to put a wrap on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Okay, we are back, and I am joined by Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast. Make sure to follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. Joe, just put it out there. How do you see tonight's game going down?
Unfortunately, I see the Spurs losing on the road. I think that there's going to be some X factors that we're not foreseeing that maybe some of these bench players might actually go off and have some big nights, and we might see another, you know, breakout night for our Hernan Gomez. You know, he might be one of these players that just goes off again for 27 or 30 points. So you might not get beat by one of the starters per se, but you might have a sleeper and one some of the guys from the bench for the Nuggets. So I think it'll be a close game. I think the Spurs will stay in it, but ultimately I think I'd give the edge to the Nuggets at home. I think his score is going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 110 to 115.
Yeah, I think the Spurs, you know, will put up a valiant fight. But in the end, I think Denver is going to rebound off that loss in San Antonio. Look, let's face it, the Spurs are not that well away from San Antonio. For some reason, they get the hiccups on the road. We saw that versus Houston right before the Christmas break where the Spurs lost one in Houston. Yes, I know, maybe the refs didn't call the game right, and you can point the finger at that. Nevertheless, the Spurs just simply didn't get it done on the road versus Houston. They got themselves another heavy-duty matchup tonight versus the Nuggets. I expect Nikola to reach. I think they'll come down to the wire, very similar to the Houston game in Houston, but the Spurs picking up an L, and those road woes continue. But, you know, if anything, Joe, the Spurs have history on their side. In the last nine meetings in Denver, Spurs have won six. But on the flip side of that, the Spurs have lost two straight in Denver. So I'm going to side with the six out of nine, hopefully to hold out some hope. But the Spurs, I just think the road hiccups just will continue tonight versus the Nuggets. All right, so Joe and I, we are done talking. We need to hear what you think. Do you think the Spurs are going to get the win tonight versus the Nuggets, or do you think it's going to be more of the same away from the AT&T Center and the Spurs picking up another L? You can email me at jeffgarcia74@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at JeffGSpursZone. Now, Joe, you talked a little bit about Two Shots Podcast. What else can you tell us about your website and your Spurs coverage?
Yeah, we're going to be putting out some new content, you know, some things that are a little bit interactive for the fans. So keep an eye out for the new stuff that we have coming out. And you can find us at Two Shots Podcast. It's all spelled out, TWOSHOTS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And as I just stated, you can also check us out on the internet at twoshotssa.com.
Go check out Joe. He is a good follow, especially during games. He really gets the fans hyped. He's always ready to put something out there to get fans motivated for the game. Please follow him on Twitter at Two Shots Podcast. But also don't forget to go to the Spurs Zone, News for San Antonio, Fox 29, SanAntonio.com. As mentioned in the intro, Spurs are covered there nearly almost 24 hours a day. Maybe one day I'll be able to do that if I can hire robots, Joe. Well, robots are taking over the world, Joe, so don't be surprised. Hopefully you go to the Spurs Zone. Everything's there. Even when Joe contributes on this show, his name is there. So he gets some love over there at the Spurs Zone. But from the guys, they're covering it every day for you. Go check it out. Again, News 4 San Antonio, Fox 29 San Antonio. .com. And don't forget to subscribe to Locked On Spurs and the rest of the Locked On NBA shows. Just go to LockedOnNBA.com and it's all there. Locked On Podcast Network. Just Google it. You'll find us. Subscribe to all the shows. But for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.